O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 89, verses 20 through 29. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 89 by Poor Bishop Hooper. Soft guitar opens this reflective call and response song. A lead vocalist croons each line of the psalm, which is then responded to by a vocal ensemble that always intones forever, forever. This modern take on the poetic nature of the psalms provides a new musical perspective on this ancient form.
Sing of your steadfast love
forever, forever.
Young and old, they will all hear of
forever, forever.
Unfailing love and faithfulness
forever, forever.
Enduring as the heavens. Said of your chosen one
forever, forever.
To your servant David sworn
forever, forever.
I will make your sons as kings
forever, forever.
They will have the throne for eternity
forever, forever.
Psalm 89, verses 20 through 29. I have found David, my servant. I have anointed him with my sacred oil. My hand will always be with him, and my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not oppress him. The wicked will not afflict him. I will crush his foes before him and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will extend his power to the sea, and his right hand to the rivers. He will call to me, "You are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation." I will also make him my firstborn, greatest of the kings of the earth. I will always preserve my faithful love for him, and my covenant with him will endure. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as heaven lasts. It's possible that you hear promises made to David like what we see in this psalm and think, well, that's nice for him, but it doesn't really have any personal significance. But it should, and let me tell you why. Throughout the Bible, there is a principle that some refer to as corporate solidarity. Simply put, in the biblical worldview, the one stands for the many, and the many are represented by the one. So then the king of Israel represented the people of Israel, which means that if the king was doing well, the people were doing well, and the opposite was also true. The whole nation had a vested interest in the flourishing of their king. And this principle transcends the time when ancient Israel had a king. In fact, it spans the entire length of the Bible. The Bible tells us that every human being is born in Adam. He is our first representative head. His sin is our sin, his failure, ours. But when we place our faith in Jesus, our identity is transferred to him, which means that his righteousness and victory become ours. With that in mind, let's now consider Psalm 89. Why should we care about the promises made to David? Because Jesus is the ultimate Davidic heir, the one in whom all the promises made to David find their fulfillment. All of these promises apply to Jesus, and if you've placed your faith in him, they apply to you as well. Because Jesus is your king and your representative, God's faithfulness and steadfast love will be with you. His covenant will stand firm. Let's close note this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.